Welcome to Messy Buns Podcast. I'm Mary.
This is Elise.
And we have nothing important to talk about today. I mean, honestly, a lot of us are stressed and have enough serious in our lives right now. So instead of coming to fight with us today, come play with us.
Yay! That was such a cute intro, Mary.
Before we get to the fun, though, all right, I got an honest question for you.
Uh-oh.
Have you ever heard of crabgrass?
Yes.
Okay, I had a feeling you might say that, but I have never, well, maybe I've heard of it. I mean, I didn't remember it when Chris said it, but I definitely never stepped on it until recently. So Chris has been like fussing for a while because we have crabgrass growing in our yard. And I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever. I don't know what that means, but evidently it hurts a little bit, you know? And I'm like, whatever. Well, the other day, somebody called on the phone. It was really important. And I couldn't yell to him from the front yard. So like I had to, and I had my socks on. I didn't have time to go put shoes on. Like, I don't even remember why, but it was just too important. Like I had to hurry. And so in my socks, I ran out of the front door and across the grass, and I learned real quick what crabgrass was. I got halfway in the middle of my front yard, and I'm like, what is happening to my feet?
Ow.
Yeah. No, it like really hurt. I'm telling Chris, and he's like, I know, that's crabgrass.
I like the sass. I know, Mary. I know.
That's what I've been telling you. Seriously, though. Where does this stuff come from?
I feel like all of Louisiana grass is like that, though. Like, compared to the north, like, up north, you put your... One, you don't have things biting you, okay? Like, right. It's just like a hostile environment down here as far as your bare feet go.
In many different ways.
And it makes me mad because, like, I love just being barefoot, which is so funny up north, because in the summertime, it's, like, soft. It's literally, like, lush and soft.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wonder what that's... Well, I grew up in River Ridge, and the yards are much smaller. It's, right. like, 45 minutes from here. And I just was telling Chris, I was like, we didn't have crabgrass in River Ridge. And he was like, yes, you did. You just maybe didn't see. I'm like, no, I don't know what this is. But anyway. You learn the hard way, right?
Well, speaking of crabs, this is not the story I was going to tell, but did you see that? There's like a whole video on Facebook or that's like going around about the person who shipped crabs. And then when they go to luggage claim, there's just crabs literally crawling. Like there was like a box of crabs that literally burst open. And so on the, what is it?
The
like kind of ring that you get your luggage off of, you know, that what is it called,
the tourney thingy,
the turnaround, whatever. There's live crabs fall, like tons
Stop
of them I'll have to find it because I thought you would have seen it, but it's so funny because you know how like crabs get up and they like get up on their legs and then they start that's what's happening in the airport, and people are like running around and these and they're big crabs. It's so
funny.
That one. Okay, we'll have to, I'll find it and then we'll have to post it in the show notes as well.
Oh, totally.
Because it's so funny.
We're on our Facebook page.
Yes, that's perfect. But yeah, oh my gosh, how funny is that? Okay, so this was the thing I wanted to say. It's kind of like more of an apology to Jenna. So we were, you know, we just aired A Shower of Roses
it turned out so good.
It was such a great time. Yeah, she does Sunday reflections on the readings. And so she invited us to be a part of her show. It was so
awesome.
A
Shower of Roses.
Oh, yeah. What did I say?
I don't know. I don't think you said it. So I
thought
sure.
I said a shower.
Maybe,
I was like, did I say it wrong?
Maybe I fell asleep for half a second.
Okay. So I feel so bad, though, because I am the only one that screwed up her recording. There is a blower in the background, which was my neighbor. There's dogs barking, which is all my dogs. It was every single thing. This poor girl has these awesome recordings. And then I come on the show and there's like everything under the sun
this
going
really
on in the
funny,
background.
Actually, this is funny because when I was listening to it, I was driving over the Causeway Bridge and I looked out my window. I'm like, who is cutting the grass outside of the Causeway Bridge right now?
Oh,
and then
my
I realized,
gosh.
Oh, wait, that's right. It's not the bridge. That is funny.
It was so funny because I was like, we were on headphones, and you know, when I went outside, that was actually the only place that was quiet because we're in the middle of doing a renovation. So Will was going back and forth between stuff, and so that was like the only place that I could go that was like a good spot, and nobody was doing anything, of course. And then, of course, as soon as we start recording, and while it was happening, I'm like, should I say something? I have headphones on, so maybe it's cutting it out. Oh no, you hear it clear as day.
Oh, that's like, funny. So, yeah. Oh well, you know, you can't make everything perfect. It's okay. But hey, shout out to
funny.
Jenna and A Shower of Roses podcast for having us on. That was a lot of fun.
Yes, she was awesome.
She was very cool. Speaking of fun, we were just Elise and I were chatting about what to do for today's podcast, and Elise had a really good idea. You know, everybody is stuck inside, and it's been really stressful for everybody. So we were like, let's not talk about anything too important. Let's just have some fun. So we actually are just, we don't know how much fun it's going to be, but we're going to try. So we both kind of separately looked up our own fun little quizzes. And so we're going to ask each other some questions. And I have no idea what Elise looked up, and she has no idea what I looked up. So we're just going to have fun with it, and we hope y'all are up for that. So do you want to go first, Elise, or do you want me to go first?
Wait, let me find. I'll go first.
I'm nervous.
Oh, shoot. Okay, so this is what's annoying, though, is these quizzes are – so we looked up a bunch of, well, at least minor quizzes. I'm kind of like, I don't want to tell you what the quiz is until the end because I think it would be kind of funnier that way. So,
go ahead.
Okay. So, which rapper would you rather do a song with? Jay-Z, Drake, Eminem, Kanye West, Lil Wayne, or ? Question mark?
Okay. Definitely, I would have to say Eminem. I mean, he is one of the best of all time, and I could never compare myself to him, but at least in what, like, the way, the style that he... This is... Am I making this way too serious for this goofy quiz?
No, just do it. Just go with it.
No, I'm just going to stop and say Eminem.
No, stop. This is what... Oh. This is the whole point of us doing these quizzes, to invoke conversation, so...
Okay, fair enough. No, I was just going to say, like, as much as I love, like, a good beat that like you can dance to and really move to, like the Eminem style of song is just very emotive. Is that a word? Like,
he's just very
emotional,
he's very intelligent.
Intelligent, and a little bit angry, and like a lot of the stuff I've written has come from a little bit of anger, you know, with infertility. So if I'm gonna be honest, so yeah, I can just relate to him in that way. So there you go.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Okay. Are you Lil or Big? Okay, so these are the choices. I'm a little smaller than average. I'm bigger than average. I'm right in the middle.
Is this asking about like my stature?
Mm-hmm.
Or like,
are you Lil or Big?
Oh, okay.
I'm a little smaller than average. I'm bigger than average, or I'm right in the middle.
I guess I'm right in the middle. I'm Lil. I'm probably Lil.
Okay. I put your answer in.
Okay.
Okay. After you become a rich and famous rapper, the first thing you'd spend your money on is ... toys like cars or huge TVs, clothes or jewelry, setting up my family and friends, donating to charity, or I'd put some in savings or investments. Let me know if you'd like me to repeat that.
Okay, this is either really depressing and uncomfortable or really superficial and okay.
What was your first gut? That's what you need to do.
Okay.
Don't think about it.
No. Okay. My first gut, I guess, would have to be, obviously, now that I'm thinking about it, it can't be my first gut. No, honestly, either savings or charity. Probably savings.
Savings. Okay. My fiscally smart
friend. And then I'd
friend.
Go shopping.
See, that's really what you should have put.
No, because it's not true. Maybe. I don't know. See, okay. I'm horrible at these.
Okay, other than ahead. Rapping, next. Other than rapping, what else would you be? Singer, a dancer, a DJ, an entrepreneur, or an actor?
Dancer.
A dancer. That's what I would say. Okay. Uh-oh. This might be the end.
Let's see. Did you search for rapper quizzes or something?
Shh. Shh. I like that. Okay. So at the strip, would we could find you hiding in the corner at the strip, because you go to strip clubs, hiding the corner.
Oh, is that what that's talking about? At the
strip?
I think so.
I think, yeah, because it says, wait, listen.
Or the like the Vegas strip. See,
no, I think it's strip. I think it's strip because listen to these. Okay, these are your choices. Oh, hiding in the corner.
I already know it's hiding in the corner. So I mean, you can say the other one.
Playing pool or just hanging out. Making it rain. Watching the dancers or chatting with someone.
Definitely hiding in the corner. I like that. That was at least an option.
I know, right? Okay.
I can't imagine what the results of this quiz could possibly be.
I know. This is going to be awesome.
Okay.
You'd probably rap about ... success, sex, lover emotions, social issues, or my wild lifestyle.
Definitely emotion. Wild lifestyle.
You know you
I mean,
got one.
With this crabgrass, it does get pretty wild over here.
Okay, pick a classic 80s rap song. The Message.
I don't like 80s rap, but okay, go ahead.
The Message by Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five.
No
it's
idea what
Tricky
that
by Run DMC. Paid in Full by Eric B. and Ramakim. I don't even know how to say these things. Oh, yeah. Push It by Salt-N-Pepa. Me, Myself, and I by De La Soul. I don't even know if I'm saying these right because I'm not a rapper person.
I'm just going to say it's Tricky because it's Tricky. That's one of the, like, the two that I even heard of.
Okay.
And I don't love Push It, whatever it's called. I don't like that song that much.
Let's see here. Next one is, what's your favorite way to listen to music? In the club, in the car, with my headphones, while relaxing at home, or outdoors like the beach or the pool?
Probably in the car. I've had some good dance sessions in the car with some good music.
Yes.
You can ask Chris.
And then it's somebody like somebody next to you looks over at you like you're crazy,
oh,
and you're like,
I don't
like,
even
want to
know.
Yeah.
I don't even want to know what people have seen you doing in the car. It's funny, like, after you've been with somebody a while, you know, like your husband, eventually they stop paying attention because it's just so normal. Do you know what I mean? It's not weird anymore. That's where we are with that. So.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, you're really getting to know me a lot in this.
Oh, I know.
Quiz, aren't you? Are
so, so deep.
Questions?
I know. I'm like, this is like the longest quiz. We're almost done. Okay, your entourage will be mostly close friends or family, the biggest, scariest looking guys I can find, a bunch of hotties, or other celebrities.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say, okay, what's more realistic is friends, not family. We talked about that last time. But I really also want to say big, scary looking guys.
Okay, well, that's what we're doing then. The biggest, scariest looking guys I can find. Okay.
Because that would be a
I think this is
picture.
Your last question for this quiz, and then I'll tell you what it is. What's your favorite thing about being a famous rapper? The parties, the groupies, the money, or practicing my craft?
I have such boring answers.
It's practicing my craft.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Let's see. Okay. So it's lame. Calculating your results.
Oh, I'm so... this is going to be so intense.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. It says, take this short survey to see your results.
Oh, you're joking. Oh, that was very anticlimactic.
Okay, I'm
sorry.
Do you
want to take a survey while I start up your next quiz?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to give you an option. Mine are not nearly as complicated, I don't think. Okay, mine are kind of silly. Hope you're ready for it. Okay. All right, you have two choices for this first one. Take this quiz and we'll reveal where you should order chicken nuggets from. Or everyone is 50% a popular Disney character and 50% an unpopular Disney character. Which are you? So wait, you want to know about chicken nuggets, where you're going to order your chicken nuggets from, or which Disney character you are.
Which Disney character?
Okay. You look very unenthusiastic about this.
That's because I'm trying to take a stupid quiz.
You're multitasking.
Quiz, and it's not working very well.
Oh, gosh.
I'm just literally putting anything in.
Okay. The results of this rap quiz are very important, Elise. So.
I'm just kidding.
All right. Here's your first question. I kind of like this. Pick your favorite underrated Disney character. All right, here are your options. You're probably not even going to know who half of these are, but...
Wait, before we start, I got it.
Okay, what does it say?
Okay, so this quiz was, what is your rapper name? What's your rap name?
This is
your rap name.
Oh, gosh.
MC Awkward. It says, for a rapper, you're a little short on swag, even though you make up for it in other ways. We're dubbing you MC Awkward.
Oh my gosh. That's awesome. You know what? I accept. I have earned that. I think I've earned that.
Wow. Okay. Sorry. That just took me a bit.
How unexciting to be announced at my concert, right?
MC Awkward!
Awkward!
Good thing it's Big Trees and not MC Awkward.
Totally. All right, here's your four options for underrated Disney characters. I already know who you're going to pick. Okay, Pacha from The Emperor's New Groove. No idea who that is.
It's the, wait, is it?
Oh, do you know this?
I think, well, yeah, I love The Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, I've never even seen it.
It's, what's his name plays him? Yeah, I know who he is. Anyways, go ahead.
Okay.
He's like one of the main characters.
Oh, okay. Pleakley from Lilo and Stitch, Turk from Tarzan, or Grandma Tala from Moana. The grandma from Moana.
Oh my gosh, I love the grandma. She's crazy.
I know, that's why.
The grandma.
I knew you were going to pick her.
I would have said effing crazy, but I'm trying to be good.
Not good for you. All right, pick a favorite quality of yours. Intelligence, humor, loyalty, or thoughtfulness?
Wait, of mine?
Of yours, yeah.
Of mine, oh.
You have to think positively about yourself.
Humor, I would say.
Okay. Good one. Yeah, that's a good one. Pick your favorite Disney furry companion.
Ooh.
Little brother from Mulan. It's like a little dog. I don't remember.
I don't know. I never was into Mulan.
Pegasus from Hercules. Hercules, Hercules, Hercules. Okay. Pua from Moana. That's the cute little pig. Or Raja from Aladdin.
Oh, Raja.
Totally. I feel like the ones I like, I kind of say them a little bit differently.
Yeah, but all of those other ones are really not our time. Yeah, and if they had said Hey Hey and not the pig, then I would have been all about Hey Hey because I love Hey Hey.
Totally. Okay, pick a vice that applies to you the most. Impatience, jealousy, arrogance, or anger?
Impatience.
Oh, didn't even have to think about that.
That's what the Lord has been working on for the past 34 years.
Right, join the club, right?
Oh my gosh, right?
Okay, pick an ice cream flavor. Rocky Road, mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, or vanilla?
Oh, vanilla. Mint chocolate
chip. Definitely
not
vanilla.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, I picked mint chocolate chip too.
That's my favorite ice cream.
Are we more alike than we realized? What's
happening? I think so.
All right, which type of people annoy you the most? Ooh, now we're really getting deep, Elise.
Bring it.
All right, liars, judgmental people, backstabbers, or willfully ignorant people?
Judgmental people.
It was between judgmental and willfully ignorant for me.
Judgmental people all the way. Didn't even have to think about it.
I don't even know what this means, but... Pick a polarizing food, which I assume means like stuff people either love or hate. I don't really know.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that.
Okay. This is funny. Avocado, sushi, yogurt, or pineapple pizza?
Like pick one that I like?
I don't know. I guess so.
I mean, I like avocados and sushi.
Which do you like more?
Sushi.
Why did I say it like that? Which do you like more?
No. I know what yours would be. Wouldn't it be like pineapple pizza? Because everything's fine.
That's why I laughed. Because I love pineapple pizza. Me and Chris both love it. Okay.
Pineapple people.
This is funny. This says, what's a task, in quotation marks, you actually enjoy?
Oh, okay.
Tidying up your room. Going for a run, cooking, or driving to work?
Well, when I could, it was running. When my body didn't decide to...
Theoretically. Do you want to go for a run? You kind of are going for a run.
I love running.
I am definitely not. I wish I had that.
I used to run all the time.
Ooh, okay. Pick your favorite Disney villain. This is fun. Hades from Hercules. I don't even know how to say this. Zima? Y-Z-M-A? I don't know. Maybe she's from the Princess and the Frog, but I don't know. That could be wrong.
I don't know.
Gaston or Scar?
Gaston.
Totally.
The narcissistic villain.
Right. Wait. Oh, my gosh. I wish I could remember. He's my favorite line in one of his songs. Belle listens to him all the time. His Gaston song. And he says, what does he say? Something really funny. Okay. Well, that was a total moment drop failure because I can't remember what it was. All right. Which quality do you think is most important in a sidekick? Listening skills, bravery, adaptability, or positive mindset?
Oh gosh, wow.
Tough one, huh?
Adaptability. In a sidekick,
so intense. Yeah,
in a sidekick, for like adaptability, that's what they always have to be. Like sometimes they're good and then sometimes they're bad and then sometimes poor sidekicks.
All right, well, I got your results, but they're kind of lame because I don't know who either of these people are. But our listeners might, right? Okay. So you got Judy Hopps from Zootopia.
What?
And Hasegawa from Lilo and Stitch. So like Judy and Mrs. Hasegawa, you're someone who's always observing what's going on. Maybe you're on the sheer side, but you always take action on issues that mean a lot to you. That's true, I would say. We love that you're a humble and determined person.
Aw, that's sweet. Take a picture of that so I can figure out who those people are.
Oh, for sure. Okay. Do you wanna do another one or what you think?
Yes. Okay. Are you ready?
I'm nervous again, but I'm ready.
You're playing in the volleyball game and the other team spikes the ball right in your face. You .. You be competitive and spike it in their face. You don't care. You just love the sport. Number two, you go off the court crying and stay out for the rest of the game. Number three, you have a couple of tears, but start playing again and try to forget about it. Number four, I don't care. I hate sports anyways. I'm just doing it for the hot guys.
Okay, two things to say first. First, I love that you really went for, like, my heart with these quizzes, right? Like, you did a lot. I was just like, oh, yeah, like stupid, you know, BuzzFeed quizzes. And you're, like, going deep. And second of all, when you read it, you're also very silly. So it's kind of funny. But, okay, back to the question. Was the question that they spike it in my, like, it actually hits me in the face? Or, like.
Okay, let me redo this. Okay ready? Ready? You're playing in the volleyball game and the other teams spikes the ball right in your face. You, okay, dot, dot, dot.
All right. That's the point. Okay. So you suck it up and you move on.
Okay. That's my not answer. An option.
What was it? Yeah. Like you shed a little tear or something. What was
okay.
That was one of them.
So you have a couple tears, but start playing again. Try to forget about it.
Yeah. Like that's, I'm super okay. embarrassed because I just got hit in the face, but.
Okay. Okay, we'll go with that one. Fine.
Okay.
Okay, number two. You're up to serve. The other team is staring you down. You, dot, dot, dot.
You are so intense right now.
Number one. Run away and cry. Why is there all this crying? Run away and cry because you're too afraid you're gonna miss. Number two. Forget what they think. You've practiced so hard and you know you can get over it. You get the crowd pumping and you serve the ball. Guess what? Soon enough, you got an ace. That's number two.
Where did you find this quiz?
Number three. Mess up anyway because you don't care. Number four. Number four. You try, but you're scared.
What? Oh my gosh.
Okay, so which is it, Mary?
Can you read the question again real quick, though? For real?
Yeah. You're up to serve. The other team.
You're too much right now. You're too much.
The other team is staring you down. You, dot, dot, dot.
Okay, this was clearly not written by someone who's ever played volleyball in their lives.
There's a lot of crying options.
There's a lot of, they're staring.
So it was run away and cry because you're too afraid you're going to miss.
Okay, gotcha.
Forget what they think. You've practiced hard and you know you can get it over. You get the crowd pumping and serve the ball. Guess what? Soon enough, you got an ace. And then number three was mess up anyway because you don't care. And number four was you try, but you're scared.
Try but I'm scared. Okay, let's go for I try but I'm scared.
Okay. Okay. Oh wow. Your team is taking down nets. Do you help or go to a party and not be a team player? Okay. Number one, you don't care. You hate sports anyway. Gosh. I could be kicked off the team and I wouldn't care. Number two, no, I'll mess up my manicure. Number three.
The manicure you got before your volleyball game? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
I know. Number three, I don't care about no lame party. If you want to stay on the team, you help. It's all about being a team player. Volleyball is your life. Not a stupid party.
Whoa. Okay. These are very intense, but I'm going to say take the net down.
Oh, okay. Because there's another one. I'll take down the out of bounds poles, but then I'm leaving.
Oh my gosh. So petty, right?
There's so many exclamation points in all of these.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
So you'll help.
I mean, I would help, but honestly, there's probably practice tomorrow, so like the net would just stay up. You know? Like, let's not overdo it.
So you won't mess up your manicure? Just making sure.
I wouldn't have a manicure. Have you seen these nails?
Okay. Number four. You are invited to go to the Olympic volleyball team game at the Olympics.
Oh,
I would think that was implied by the Olympic volleyball team, but whatever.
Right.
Do you go and watch? What? I guess maybe. I don't know. Nope. I hate sports. Number three, no way. I have a party to go to. Duh.
Oh, this party again.
Okay, number four. Oh my gosh. Yes. I do anything to go watch or play volleyball. 3 exclamation points. I'm sure Misty, my trainer, is going to be there. Volleyball is my life. Ain't nothing better.
I am so stressed out by this conversation right now. I think the first one was like, what? I don't care. Can I guess I'll go kind of thing?
Yes.
Is that what it was?
I guess maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
Would you rather have your volleyball taken away or your phone? My phone. If you take away my volleyball, you're taking away my whole heart. Number two. My volleyball, please. I hate volleyball so much, but I'm like super good at it. Yeah, right. Number three. I don't know. I like both, kinda. Number four. Sports are lame, so my volleyball. The end.
Okay. You could take my phone away, I guess.
Okay. So, my phone. If you take away my volleyball, you're taking away my whole heart.
Oh, well, that's a little extreme, but...
Well, there's
know.
No other options, so dang. We're going
okay.
with it.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Okay. I think this is our last one. If you were invited to the volleyball capital of the world, would you go? Or would you go on a date with your beau? Number
Where's
one.
The volleyball capital of the world?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Number one. Volleyball all the way. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Neither. I don't have a beau and volleyball is stupid, so neither. Number three. I don't know. Maybe make time for both. Number four. Don't know. Don't care.
Huh. Well, okay.
Volleyball capital of the world or go on a date with your beau, Mary?
I'm going to go with date with my beau. Yeah. With my boy. With my man. Yeah,
okay,
totally.
So I would say that one was no... So, I don't know, maybe make time for both, because they don't even give an option to go on a date with your beau.
Oh, gee.
Okay.
They didn't put too much thought into this one, did they?
So, it says, the quiz was, are you a true volleyball player? Your results were, kinda, dot, dot.
I can't even get one exclamation point after all that.
I know. It says, you don't like it, but you kind of do. You're the kind of person who is hard to please. You can't choose what you like best, but you do like volleyball.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. That was so intense, like unnecessarily intense.
Well, the funny part was most of the stuff was misspelled. It was like multiple punctuation things going on. Like, I don't even know.
Okay,
it was
so
like.
Was this a test that your niece sent you or something?
No, but.
Or created and sent you?
It could have been. It could have been.
Fair enough.
So, okay.
Well, this is fun.
I got two more. So hit me, girl.
Well, I've got more too, but I think we should save them for another day.
What?
Because we totally want to do this again.
Okay, man. Don't you
okay, I'm gonna admit I was surprisingly into it too.
I mean, like, I have so many other good ones, but yeah, okay.
We'll do this over again. Please let us know how you like this episode that we just kind of have fun with, and or if you never want us to do it again. Seriously, please do. But I do feel like you got to know us a little bit better. Maybe I take these questions too seriously. But anyway, we hope y'all enjoyed having fun with us. And, you know, find a quiz on your own. Have some fun with your family maybe while you're stuck inside. But either
way. Don't be afraid to get stupid, people.
Yeah, get a little bit silly, right? But in the meantime, please give us a rating wherever you hear this podcast and find us on Facebook and Instagram. We are Messy Buns Podcast. And until we get to hang out with y'all again, stay safe. We'll see you later.
Bye.